Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sana IE. I'm your host, XO, and it's Monday, man. Money health. I said money healthy. It's kind of like the same, but mental health Mondays as well as money making Mondays. If you're out there right now, out there on the grind, or you're at the gym, or you're on your way to work, or you just out on your daily commute, shout out to you for tuning in to today's episode. This is your first time listening to Sana IE. Welcome in, welcome in. Come in, grab your seat, grab your notepad. And with Sana IE, we're really focusing on mental health as well as financial literacy. But in 2022, we're going to really be niching down, however you say it, and focusing on mental health. All through 2022, we're going to be focusing out on mental health and different mental health subjects, topics, and ways to cope with mental health and mental health struggles. And that really came to me. I've been talking to a lot of people had a poll come out and really trying to decide between the two, because I really want to niche it down. Even though I still will be talking about financial literacy every now and then, but we're really going to be focused heavily on mental health. I feel like that's a big topic that should be discussed. And me personally, the reason why I started Sana IE or got into the learning more about mental health, because about 5 or 6 years ago, I lost my cousin to mental health, and that really hurts me till this day. And I do everything in my power to educate people around me and this about mental health and the things and the factors that go into mental health. That's why I'm big on meditation as well as journaling, big on saying what you're grateful for, and really taking those days and have self-care Sundays, mental health days, and really taking care of yourself mentally, because in this life a lot goes on. A lot really goes on that really affects you mentally, and some people don't know how to cope with it, that they just really just take it all in, and then finally have an explosive moment and don't know why is this happening, or even having an emotional purge. And that just happens throughout life. So with Sana IE, with the podcast, I'm really trying to help and educate people when it comes to mental health and really taking care of their mental health on a daily basis. But on this episode, it's November 1st. Happy first in the month. Hope y'all paid down bills, got y'all bills paid, as well as got y'all plans and goals ready for this month. Last 2 months of the year, man, I feel like 2021 blew by, but I'm grateful for this year. I've learned a lot over this year, as well as I've learned so much within these last 2.5 months. Well, 2 months overall. And I'm going to explain more about that on today's show. Today's show is really a recap of October, as well as a look ahead in November, my goals, my plans, and the stuff that's going on with Sana IE. But with that being said, let's kick off the show with some quotes of the day. My first quote is, if you feel depressed, it's okay to talk about it. If you feel anxious, it's okay to talk about it. If you feel lonely, it's okay to talk about it. If you're struggling with anything mentally, it's okay to talk about it. And that's real. When we feel depressed, we feel anxious, we feel like we're struggling, we feel like we want to be our own rock and hold it all together or hold it all in and not talk to anybody about it or feel vulnerable. But we can't do that. We have to find ways to cope, find ways to open up and really figure out what is going on with us mentally and not just trying to keep it all in. There's days you will feel depressed. And depressed is not just feeling sad about anything. Depressed can be where you're out lashing out at people in angry tones, angry gestures, and that's your way of depression. So there's different forms of depression or being depressed, but it's okay to talk about it and open it up and discuss it with the people around you. Don't feel like I can't talk to this person about this because they might look at me a certain way or I might look vulnerable. But it's like, being vulnerable shows strength. So open up and really take the time to be vulnerable. Take the time to open up and talk about what you're dealing with, what you're feeling, and how you can find help or get help, or how you can get through this phase or this trial and the tribulation that you're going through. It's okay to talk about anything that you're feeling mentally. If you're feeling depressed, figure out why you're feeling depressed. Figure out how you can get through this or get over this, or figure out who you can talk to or vent to that can help you out. When it comes to depression, when it comes to feeling anxious, when it comes to feeling lonely, or when you're struggling with something, everybody struggles. Everybody feels lonely. Everybody gets depressed. Everybody gets anxious or anxiety. But the thing about it is, open up and talk to somebody about it and figure out who you can talk to about it. Because I know sometimes we feel like, besides even feeling vulnerable, we feel like we don't know who to open up about our certain problems or situations in our lives. But trust me, somebody that you know has been through it, and you may not know if they've been through it, but open up and talk about it. I'm here for you. Just, you got your loved ones around, but always talk about anything that you're feeling mentally. And my next quote is, if you got out of bed today and chose to face the world, I'm proud of you. If you're struggling to, I'm rooting for you. Both topics about mental health. It's tough. There's days where you don't want to get out of bed. There's days you just want to lay in bed all day and just like, fuck it, I don't want to face the world today. That's good. You can have those days, but don't let those days become weeks or months where you're like constantly just staying aside, not facing the world, not trying to face the world, not trying to face your problems or anything that you're going through, because it's just building up for an eruption. So if you chose to get out of bed today and face the world, I'm proud of you. And if you're choosing to stay in, I'm rooting for you to get out the bed and really figure out how to face what you're going through. But with that being said, I'm going to give y'all a brief break, and I'll be right back with Sana Ae. So the first segment of our discussion, we're going to talk about, well, not talk about, but just recap of October, how October went. I can't even talk right now. How October went for me. And overall, October was a good month. I really got in tune and focused on my workouts, been consistent with my workouts all month. And I really was strength training all month. So I was lifting heavy, as well as doing my mind to muscle connection. And that's really what I've really been focusing on all month, as well as being staying disciplined and really been working out consistently on a daily basis, weekly basis, as well as staying in there 5 times a week, maybe even 6. And trust me, those days caught up with me. But really staying disciplined on that, looking ahead, and I'm figuring out my why when it comes to working out. And there was days I was up in the gym at like 5 a.m. and people were asking me like, nah, I'm dead. They're like, I'm dead. That's not going to be working out that early. But it's all about figuring out your why you want to do it, why you're working out, and really putting everything behind you to where there's no excuses, only results. And that's what really was played big with me when it came to working out and doing my workouts. Like, I didn't really think about it. I was just like, yo, I got to go to the gym, or I got to work out today. And that's really been my thing, to where it's like on a daily basis, I'm staying consistent with my workouts, because I love working out and I love how I feel after I'm working out and while I'm working out. So if you haven't worked out, or you have been really skeptical, like, oh, I don't want to work out, working out isn't good for me, do the little things. Do like maybe push-ups or sit-ups every now and then, or even get out in the sun, get some sunlight on you, and really walk around, do a light jog or something of that. Get some type of exercise in your routine on a daily basis, and you'll feel better. You'll start having, I feel like a weight's lifting off your shoulders on a daily basis, especially if you're dealing with anything mentally. Perfect antidote for that is exercise. So that's what I've really been focusing on, just getting in my workouts and doing my workouts consistently. What else happened in October? Got a new stream of income, got a new job, and this job I really love, and love my coworkers as well. I've just been really, been learning what I've learned over the year. I've taken it into this job, as well as every coworker, every somebody that I see. My question is, of course I get to know them, but my main question is to, how can we use this money to make more money for us? And that gets the ball rolling, the mind racing. And if you're at a job right now, you're at a 9-to-5 or anything like that, start asking those questions. How can this money that we have right now make us more money? How can we create a new stream of income? Maybe you're like, nah, I'm good with my 9-to-5, I'll stick to this. But if you're an entrepreneur, you don't want to be in your 9-to-5, you want to create a new stream, venture out to the people that you work with. They making money, y'all making money. So how can y'all use y'all money to make more money? Think about that. What else? Meal prepped all month. That was new to me. Been meal prepping all month, as well as getting my meals together and really staying consistent with that. And that's something I've always wanted to do, when I really found the time to really just sit down and meal prep. And that's been a big money saver at the end of the day, because I usually like to eat out and whatnot. As well as found my apartment. That's been a long time coming. a long journey, but I'm grateful. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens within time. So I'm grateful that it's happening. It's funny, last year, I told myself that I wanted to have or get my apartment by Christmas of this year. Look at in November, it's happening. So things take time, things coming into fruition. I'm really grateful for that, and I'm really appreciative of it. What else? October, got close with my fam, got real close with my family. It's like we spend time around our family, but are we really spending time with our family? Not just being around, like really having those conversations with them, really talking to them, really sitting with them, and really enjoying the moment, as well as putting the phone down. Because I feel like we're constantly on our phones. Everybody's on their phones within the fam, and it's like let's put our phones down, let's enjoy them, each other, enjoy the moment, and see how we're doing mentally, see how we this week's been for us, see how we can help each other out with anything in life. So I feel like I got close with my family, got close with my pops. Me and my pops talk consistently, which I'm truly grateful for. A lot of interviews, as well as for Sana'i, did a lot of interviews this month. I'm grateful for the people that came on the show and really educated us in their certain fields. When it came to Els Marie, when it came to Wavy Tech LLC, when it came to Las Vegas Field, just those different interviews, I'm really grateful and appreciative of those people that came onto the show and really took the time out of their day to really educate us on how they did it and how they're doing it now. And everything that they're doing is all attainable for us. We just have to put that time in and put that grind in and really apply pressure. It's 2 months left in this year, November and December. We got 2 months left, then we headed to 2022. What is something that you want to accomplish within these 2 months that you want to carry over into the next year? So it starts now. Start early. Start before the year starts. Don't be one of those people that say, oh, I got a New Year's resolution. When this comes, I'm going to do this. No, let's start now. Let's start this month. Start ahead. So when January comes, you're already 2 months ahead of everybody else. So apply pressure to yourself. Discipline yourself. Cut off your distractions. These last 2 months, what's been distracting you? Cut those distractions off and focus on yourself. Like me, I know my biggest distraction, I ain't gonna lie, is Instagram. So Instagram officially deleted today. I'm done with Instagram. I'm more focused on myself and really building the business, building Sana'i up to where I visualize it to be. So with that being said, let me give y'all a brief break and I'm gonna hop into what's going on for November. Thank you for tuning in to Sana'i. November. Basically, my plans or goals for November is finally get into the book Think and Grow Rich. I've been seeing a lot of signs when it comes to this book. Everywhere I go, I've been seeing Think and Grow Rich, Think and Grow Rich, Think and Grow Rich. So I'm taking the signs in, and I'm really about to read this book and really sit down and read. I think the main reason I haven't read it, because I'm more of a Audible reader. So I got Audible, and that's where I read all my books at, because I'm always on the go. So I didn't really have to make time to really sit down and read and start reading that book, because it's been highly recommended by a lot of people, as well as looking at like at the signs I've been seeing with that book. So I'm gonna start reading that book more. I told you guys, as well as done with my personal social media when it came to Instagram and any social media feed of my personal level, but I'm just focusing on now on building my business, building my business and the brand within my business. And that's my total focus, instead of focusing on building my personal brand. So done with social media as far as at a personal level, but I'm really going to focus on my brand and my business and building that up, as well as look, it's the first and it's been a long time coming too, but I finally paid off my car, and I'm truly grateful for that, because I didn't see it coming, but I made it happen and it's finally paid off. So I'm about to pay that off, and now I'm looking if I want to get something else and throw my car on one of these rental sites. It's a work in progress, but I'm grateful that I paid it off, because big plans coming with that, as well as moving into my apartment this week. So Friday there will be no show. I'm still debating about next Monday, but Friday no show, simply because I'll be moving like all week. So that'll be my process and my main focus. Take some time off. I'll probably recycle the show, put a show up, but that's what I'm grateful for. Moving into my new spot, that's big, that's huge. Shout out to everybody that's been with me throughout this journey, as well as what else I got going for November. November, staying in tune with my workouts, going to the gym 5 times a week, cutting down from the 6, and really incorporating more cardio and more ab work throughout my workouts at the end of my workouts. Looking into some new streams of income. some new two streams of income that I found out about. So I'm really learning research about those and apply what I learned and really get focused on that. If you have any streams of income that you've learned about or you get into, let me know. Hit me up at sanai.com or as well leave a review or email me at sanaipodcast and let's talk about different streams of income we can create together, or something that you're looking into or something you may need help with. I'm always here to help with income when it comes to anything. Don't be afraid to reach out or ask for help, even if it, when it comes to your peers or the people around you or the people that you see on social media or the people that you see at work or the people you see every day. Don't be afraid to open up, speak and talk to them, see what they're going through, see what's going on, and just be that person that's always vocal and talks to people. That's all I do nowadays. Everybody that I see, I talk to, I wave at, I see what's going on, see how they're doing. And that's just something I've learned to start doing over this year. Just really anybody that you see, talk to, open up and see. Because we all see facial expressions or we see people through the mask, but you can tell if somebody's going through something. Don't be afraid to stop and ask. Take some time out your day to check on people. But what else? New streams of income. What else I got for November? It's grind mode. These last 2 months, like I said, it's 2 months left in this year, and I'm really focusing on leveling up my grind and really putting some more time in when it comes to my business, when it comes to the brand, and really focusing on these new streams of income that I'm reincorporating in 2022 and really getting focused on those and disciplining myself on researching every day, learning and applying the stuff that I learn, and as well as leveling up, because 2022 is a big year and I already see it right now. Going to be 30 myself and I got big plans for 2022, so it starts now. Like I said, let's start now for anything that we want to accomplish for the next year. Start now, whatever you want to do, whatever plans or vision that you had this year or anything that you've been contemplating on doing, it's go time. No more holding yourself back or contemplating. No excuses, only results. What else happened? What else is going on for November? Last thing, I want to help you in any way I can. If there's anything you need help with when it comes to mental health, financial literacy, when it comes to your life, when it comes to anything that you need help with, don't be afraid to reach out. I'm here to help. What I want to do, one of my goals is help my family and my friends with their businesses and their brands and build those up as they're going. Because a lot of people around me have their different businesses. Like, shout out to Summer. If y'all haven't heard my episode with Summer about her business, Helpful Hands, out there in Atlanta, a great masseuse. And shout out to her. I'll be helping her with that. Shout out to Willie with Aim High Co. Doing his things with the clothing. And if you have any questions when it comes to clothing, you can always reach out to me and I'll connect. Man, sorry about that. Reach out and connect y'all. As well as Wavy Tech LLC, doing everything in the financial literacy game, doing passive income and creating new streams of income. You need any help with that, reach out to him. There's people that I brought on the show that you can reach out to. The doors is always open for any advice that you need or any guidance that you may need, or even if you need some mentorship. Don't be afraid to reach out to people that I've had on the show, or reach out to me, or reach out to anybody that you want to be mentored by. Don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need help when it comes to some facet of this life, and don't be blocking your blessings as well. But those are just some of my main things for November, really getting that down, reading more, or reading Think Rich, Grow Rich, done with the social media, paid off my car, which I'm grateful for, moving into my apartment. That's my biggest focus now, like getting my apartment how I want it. Focusing on my workouts, more cardio, more ab work, researching and learning my new two streams of income, getting in the grind mode. I told myself it's grind mode. So these next 2 months, I'm really going to be heavy, heavy grinding with the podcast, with the business, and really growing myself and elevating to a whole new level for 2022. But I'm gonna give y'all a brief break and I'm gonna hit y'all with some of the shows that I will be having in November. I got a lot of interviews lined up for November, so stay tuned. I appreciate y'all tuning in. If y'all loving the show so far, don't forget to hit the subscribe button as well as leaving a review. I'll greatly appreciate y'all leaving reviews, what y'all think about the show. Even if you don't like the show, let me know what you don't like and let me know what I can improve on. Appreciate y'all. I'll be right back. Recap. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Sanai. Man, please take care of your mental health. It's Mental Health Mondays. It's a whole new month. Start the month fresh. Act like it is January 1st, your New Year's resolution. and really take care of yourself. Start fresh. Start on what you have to do. Accomplish what you need to accomplish. Before this year is over, man. We got like 2 months left. Go hard now. You turn into grind mode. Put all the bullshit behind. Cut off the distractions and really just focus on yourself and how you can improve, elevate, and evolve. With that being said, let's talk about the recap. Kicked off the show with the quotes of the day. My first quote was, if you feel depressed, it's okay to talk about it. If you feel anxious, it's okay to talk about it. If you feel lonely, it's okay to talk about it. If you're struggling with any mental health problems, it's okay to talk about it. If you're struggling with anything mentally, if you feel anxious, depressed, in a depressed state, or you're struggling with anything, open up, talk to people, let yourself feel vulnerable. And it's not literally you feeling vulnerable, it's you showing strength that, yo, I'm not feeling myself today, or I've been feeling this certain way for the past month and a half, and I've been struggling. And I've had that personally throughout September, where I was struggling mentally, and I really had to get close with my family. That's what I would talk about in October. I got close with my family, and because September I was struggling mentally, and I had to really reach out, talk to my pops on a consistent basis, and really get those pick me up, those lift me ups throughout September, because September was a rough month for me mentally, and I was really struggling. But I found people that I have around me, my loved ones, and I opened up and I vented to them, and they carried me throughout November and carried me parts into October. So it's like, if you're struggling with anything, you're feeling depressed, or you're feeling down, you're feeling anxious, open up, talk to the people around you, and let them be there for you. Let them give you that advice. Let them pick you up. Let them lift you up. Let them take some of that strength off of you, or some of the burdens that you're carrying off of you. You don't have to go through anything alone. Trust me. My next quote is, if you got out of bed today and chose to face the world, I'm proud of you. If you're struggling too, I'm rooting for you. Anything that you're facing, face head on. You can't hide from the pain. You can't hide from the misery. You can't hide from it. You have to embrace it. Take them days. Take those days where you have to, where you don't want to see the world, where you want to take that mental health day, where you want to take that self-care Sunday, you want to take that self-care day. Take those days. Check in on yourself. Check in with yourself and make sure you're doing all right. Make sure at the end of every week that you're checking in with yourself. Seeing how you did mentally that week. Seeing how you did physically that week. See if there's anything that triggered you that week. Seeing if you lashed out at anybody that week. Check in on yourself. Don't just take the weeks going on and not doing a self-evaluation or giving an inventory of yourself and see how you did throughout the week. It's all about growing and elevating. You don't want to carry last week's bullshit into a whole new week. That's bad energy. It's bad karma coming for you. So whatever you dealt with this week or last week, do an evaluation. Start evaluating yourself every week, every Sunday. Get that evaluation to see how you did throughout the week. See if there's any area that you can improve on. And don't just hold it all in. Have that person you can talk to and vent to or open up to, or do an evaluation together where you evaluate yourselves and talk about, damn, I did this right this week, or I messed up right here, or I didn't complete this, or I fell short of this goal or task. And really have those conversations. Open up. Be willing to open up when it comes to certain things, when it comes to life, when it comes to yourself. Open yourself up. Then we hopped into my two segments, basically how was my October, as well as November. Those 2 months, October has been a very grateful month. I've been receiving a lot of blessings throughout October, and I'm truly grateful for it. I'm ready for November and December. November, I'm really excited for freaking Thanksgiving. That's one of my favorite holidays. I love being around the family. I mean, who doesn't love food? So I'm ready for those days. I'm really still debating if I should have a Friendsgiving at my spot or not. But I'm leaning towards the year. So November, I'm ready for it. October has been great. As well as something else for November, we're having more shows, more interviews. I have my next shows that I'm coming out with is one of them. The first one will be Introduction to Mental Health. Giving y'all really a full look of mental health and what it is. We hear mental health and simply like, oh, I know what mental health does with the brain, but I'm going to really dive into the intro of mental health. As well as another episode that I'll be having will be called Athletes Mental Health with my good friend Jason Allman. Then I'm gonna have an episode with Jasmine Knox about mental health and within the show business and the business of being behind the scenes, being producers of like radio shows as well as TV shows, and seeing how you deal with everything on a mental basis with that, as well as episode with mental health within Black households. Then I'm gonna jump into a financial literacy episode with Mikey Ratliff discussing the trucking industry. He's a trucking business owner, and I'm gonna get into see how he started, how anybody else has started, because the trucking industry is something I want to venture into too. So I'm gonna be picking his brain about that. And this, as far as the majority of the episodes that's coming up for November, so be on the lookout for that. If this is your first time listening, thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for spending some time with us at Son IE. I appreciate you, and I'm grateful that you took the time out your day to listen to this episode. If you love the show, leave a review. If you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, leave a review right there on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want to leave a review and you're listening on Spotify or Google, check out the website, sonie.com. The name and the link will be in the show notes. Let me know what you think of the show. If you didn't like the show, I love constructive criticism. Let me know how I can improve on the show as well. New merch is out. New merch. If you haven't checked out the merch, the link is in the bio, in the show notes as well, where we have new hats out, reorganizing the whole store. Let me know what y'all think. Make a purchase. If you listen to this right now, use discount code SonIE to get a discount off your latest purchase. Drop some new hats. I love the new hats. Patreon. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/SonIE. That'll be in the show notes too. Check out the show notes too, as well, people, if you want to get any of the links as to any of these. Appreciate y'all. Hope you have a great week. I'll be back again with y'all on Monday, man. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. Take care of your financial health. Take care of your physical health. Take care of your spiritual health. Take care of you. At the end of the day, it's you versus you. That's what it comes down to. So take care of yourself. I'll be back again with y'all next Monday, the 8th. I'm going to leave y'all with this. Every time you get upset at something, ask yourself, if you were to die today, was it worth wasting your time being angry? Have a good week.